See, it happened, I think, right after, no, what was it, Monday? Yeah, Monday. I was actually depressed.
Whoa.
Yeah, for at least 24 hours. And I had drinks, actually 4 drinks.
Woo! You can't drink 2 drinks without getting plastered.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lightweight.
Drinks with something and rye. I don't know, it's rye.
Well, rye's good.
Yeah, very good. With Eric, the constitutional lawyer. I had
Did
to talk
you have
to
it in a highball glass. What were you drinking it out of?
Kind of like a tumbler, I would say.
Yeah,
and there was orange peel in there and some other stuff.
Oh,
Eric ordered it. It was a dynamite drink, but I was definitely overserved. But I was emotional, and he's the only guy around here I could just unload and say, "Holy, holy, holy!"
So you were crying like a baby.
Yeah, I was.
Why?
After I read the proposed net neutrality rules from our president.
let me walk right into that one.
And it got worse, and you need to see this. I have set up a little URL for you to visit.
Because you know this is the end of our show.
Eventually. Well, yeah, what Eric, the constitutional lawyer, said, he said, isn't this, like, really great for your show? I said, yeah, until it's end. He says, oh, it is that.
Give me the URL.
I need to set it up first. So this is a video the president made, a video. And I was so outraged and sickened by the worthless a-hole propaganda at the beginning of this video. Mm. I want to see if you can catch it, John. Well, actually, you're going to see it immediately. itm.im/buffer. And take a look at the beginning of this video. You got it?
It's coming up.
What do you see?
I mean, it's loading.
Okay.
Have this thing set.
What?
It's a picture of him.
The video.
Pulling a mic in a crowd.
Play the video. Play the video. Right.
The video's down here. Okay, here we are. He's in a studio with light. Oh, where's Gene?
Play
all this lighting.
Play the video and tell me what you see at the beginning of the video.
Okay. It says buffer. Oh, please.
I'm outraged by this.
This is disgusting.
Now, of course, it's legal, as the Smith-Mundt Act has been overturned, but to put up a fake buffering logo to accentuate the point.
Wow.
Here is the audio.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Ever since the internet was created, it's been organized around basic principles of openness, fairness, and freedom.
That must be ended.
This will not stand. Actually, the internet was created in a manner so that any piece of it could be blowed up and the rest of the network would continue to operate. That is the genesis.
Those days are over.
It was not for freedom and openness. It was for defense communication.
Security.
Yes. But you're right. This must end.
There are no gatekeepers deciding which sites you get to access.
That must end, too. We must stop this.
There are no toll roads on the information superhighway.
Hello, 1986. We want our superhighway back.
This set of principles, the idea of net neutrality, has unleashed the power of the internet and given innovators the chance to thrive. Abandoning these principles would threaten to end the internet as we know it.
Bullcrap.
That's why I'm laying out a plan to keep the internet free and open. And that's why I'm urging the Federal Communications Commission to do everything they can to protect net neutrality for everyone. They should make it clear that whether you use a computer, phone, or tablet, internet providers have a legal obligation not to block or limit your access to a website. Cable companies can't decide which online stores you can shop at or which streaming services you can use. And they can't let any company pay for priority over its competitors. To put these protections in place, I'm asking the FCC to reclassify internet service under Title II of a law known as the Telecommunications Act.
There we go. In plain English,
yep. I'm asking them to recognize that for most Americans, the internet has become an essential part of everyday communication and everyday life. The FCC is an independent agency, and ultimately this decision is theirs alone.
Is that?
But the public has already commented nearly 4 million times.
Yeah, from all the lobbying groups, which primarily are comprised of Google, eBay, Amazon.
Asking
Facebook.
The FCC to make sure that consumers, not the cable company, gets to decide which sites they use.
Why am I always a consumer? I'm not always a consumer when I'm using the internet. I can be a producer. I can be a communicator. I can be an academic. I can be someone who just wants to ping pong with somebody else. Why is everything on the internet, according to the president and all the morons and retards who run this country, including Valerie F. U. Biatch Jarrett, why is everything a consumer?
Americans are making their voices heard and standing up for the principles that make the internet a powerful force for change.
Ugh.
As long as I'm president, that's what I'll be fighting for, too.
No, great.
By the way, my wife bitches about the term consumer.
Yeah. Well, she's right.
And she actually documented, went from citizen to something. There's like about 10 terms for the public. The public, you know, there's a bunch of things that became only recently the consumer, as though.
Yeah, it's all that it is.
That's the complaint is. I mean, this consumer, it's assuming that all we're good here, all the good we are is just
consumer.
Buy crap off of Amazon or to buy, you know, movies from Netflix. And by the way, Tom Wheeler, the chairman, was appointed by President Barack Obama. How does that make it independent?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like I'm voting for the guy. I'm not voting him in.
I will read from from the president's plan. And he says, once again, the FCC is an independent agency. Ultimately, this decision is theirs alone. True, however, the FCC can force, urge, manipulate, pressure Congress into passing laws for this. Now, the FCC should create a new set of rules protecting net neutrality and ensuring that neither the cable company nor the phone company will be able to act as a gatekeeper restricting what you can do or see online. The rules I am asking
for... When have they done that, by the way?
I'm just going to continue. The rules I am asking for are simple, common sense steps that reflect the internet and you and I... reflect the internet you and I use every day and that some ISPs already observe. These bright line rules include
bright line rules.
And there's a hyphenated. Now, again, the first thing he says here is that no company will be able to act as a gatekeeper restricting what you can do or see online.
Who does that?
Let me continue. No company can be act as a gatekeeper. The first rule the president proposes is no blocking. If a consumer requests access to a website or service and the content is legal, your ISP should not be permitted to block it. That way, every player, not just those commercially affiliated with an ISP, gets a fair shot at your business. You lowly, moronic, couch-surfing consumer. Now, so of course, I say to Eric, the constitutional lawyer, I said, do you think, Eric, that under this, WikiLeaks publications would be considered legal? He says, no. How about Snowden documents? Would these be considered legal? He says, no. Now, I throw this out by chance in a discussion forum, and I say, you know, who and what is going to be deemed as illegal content? Hate speech? Bullying? There are already laws against hate speech in California, so that would be illegal content and therefore should be blocked. So let me just read one response, and which I think is actually a well-balanced response. But I think this is what we're going to be dealing with. And it comes back to the question you kept asking me, where has this been done before? So this person, KDS, says, let me get this right. You believe an ISP should be able to block your content whenever they want, whether it's legal or not. That's the position you're taking, that the ISP can block whatever they want from you, the subscriber, for whatever reason they want. Is that okay with you? You're all hung up on who will decide what is legal and illegal. That is already in place. Child pornography is illegal, has been for a while, for good reason, and will land you in jail today without the new law. There are lots of other illegal content types. That does not change with the law. What the proposal does change, that if the content is legal, then the ISP will not be allowed to block you from getting it. Why do you want the ISP to retain what they do today, block legal content from you however they want to? Why would you want this?
Wow.
That's a good, I must say, I have no answer.
There's no answer for it. It's an illogical argument. It assumes, there's assumptions being made in that, within the arguments, like O'Reilly, when I played that clip earlier, where mm-hmm. he makes assumptions. Mm-hmm. There's assumptions that this is going on. I mean, give me an example of where they're blocking legal content, or any content for that matter. They don't block the porn sites. They don't block the child porn. They let you want to go get it, and then get arrested. And like he said, people do get arrested. They just collect it, and the next thing you know, they're in court.
What's worse, I will submit to you. Now, this is the president's proposal. All the proposals we've seen have not used the word illegal. They've used the word lawful, and they've specifically unlawful content, and, quote, unlawful network traffic.
And BitTorrent.
I figured it out.
Okay.
Encryption.
Oh, right. Of course. They've been trying to get rid of encryption forever.
Yeah.
Nice
encryption.
One.
That's what it's going to be.
Second time today. You've got 2 points.
You know, you are.
I got none.
What do you mean? You've done great with China. And play the harmonica. Do something.
Yeah, but that's anyone could have done that.
Encryption
gambit. That's great, because that's exactly what they've been. The FBI in particular, have been owning about it. Oh, we can't. Can't go into the phones. We can't do this. We can't do that. If we don't have access, the encryption is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
Encryption.
That's exactly right. Encryption. You're right. All content has to be.
I'm sorry. What did you say? I didn't hear it. What did you say?
I said it's bad.
Oh, you said I was right. Son? I'll make sure.
I thought, I forgot. I can't remember from 1 minute to the next.
Now, that is the number one proposal from the president. Number two, no throttling. Nor should ISPs be.
That's me.
Throttling.
The throttling thing, I believe, this
let
is.
Let me read it, then you can respond. Nor should ISPs be able to intentionally slow down some content or speed up others through a process often called throttling, based on the type of service or your ISP's preferences. Go.
You should do that voice more often.
Yes, I shall. Well, did you want to respond to the throttling?
Yeah, I got things to say.
Go!
First of all, are they doing this now? I don't know.
Yes, this is the what started it was the Netflix throttling. And the buffering, which of course got everybody all up in arms because, holy crap, I can't see House of Cards.
And here's the thing about that. And then they bought a peering agreement because they wouldn't use, let's go back. We've talked about this before. I'll talk about it again. Netflix has these appliances that all the ISPs get for free, and you put them on your system at the home office. And now you got a direct access to the most popular stuff. I think 100 terabytes worth of movies.
I just want you to know that when we started this conversation, this exact moment, our stream got interrupted.
Yeah, by coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
Comcast is just crappy. I mean, let's get to that part. That's beside the point.
Right.
So they have these appliances. Now, the way net neutrality works, the way I read it, the way they're talking about this, those appliances have got to go. You can't have those. That's unfair. You have to have everything brought in across the pipe from Netflix Central and then fed out, which would mean the service of, you think Netflix was bad? This would be terrible because now it's same, because if you have to go to Vudu to get their movies and then bring them in and then send them out to the client, you have to do the same thing with Netflix. You can't have the Netflix box sitting there feeding stuff out. Comcast refused to use these boxes. In fact, Comcast was more net neutral at that point than anybody else. And then they did a peering agreement, and then it became less net neutral. And that got everybody bent out of shape because of the peering agreement. I guess everybody wanted Comcast to use the Netflix appliances, but they didn't do that. They'd have to have thousands and thousands of them to make it work right. But that's beside the point. This whole thing is completely misunderstood as a scam. It's ridiculous. Let's talk about throttling and what's going on.
But hold on. I want to jump in for a second. I assert the entire term was only introduced to get to this point of stopping encryption, stopping free speech. The term net neutrality is non-existent in the technical layers of the internet and how it works. Just briefly, John, I'll shut up. The peering agreements is how the internet grew. And back in the day, if you couldn't get a peering agreement, which meant I would send roughly the same amount of traffic through the peer to the peering point as you would send to me, that's why no money changed hands. If you didn't have that kind of traffic, you would have to buy what was known as transit, okay? And it was all...
You said okay.
Yes, it's not neutral. It's never been neutral. It has nothing to do with border gateway protocols and how the internet really works. The term net neutrality, made up by some professor, is bullshit.
No, we actually know the guy who dreamed up the term. It's documented. And he now reneges on it.
But it doesn't matter. You just said, I'm just saying.
I did. I'm just saying.
And I said so. So, wow. Okay. Right? Net neutrality has never existed in the network. It's never been there. The internet was not built on net neutrality. It was built on a bunch of crazy networks strung together, and it expanded through peering. It was net. It's a lie. The president is lying.
Was also a way to save money.
And in fact, the internet, when it first started, if you said, hey, I'm a consumer looking to buy something, people would yell at you and kick you off.
This is true.
I haven't forgotten that.
Now, the original network was running through these big, giant government-run peers.
And universities.
And then it turned out that there was carriage costs because it cost so much money to go through some of these giant pipes. And people said, well, you know what, if you and I hook up together, because half of my traffic is going to your people and your traffic is coming to me, we don't have to go through this roundabout thing. We just talk to each other. Yeah. Okay, I'll sign that. Then they signed off on it. That's what grew. Yeah. And then somebody got the wise idea, Comcast and others, Time Warner, said, you know what we can do is we can have cable modems. And then we can buy backbones, and then we can put these little guys out of business. And now we have these giant networks that could be brought down by, you know.
But I want to interject, not entirely true. And this goes back to the level three and, you know, the earlier days of, were the guys who had the Metropolitan Fiber. They bought up, and the smaller guys all sold out. Digex. And you know, all these guys who had little networks, they went, fuck it, let's get rich, let's sell out. So it's not entirely true that the big guys were evil. This was a very typical capitalistic, monopolistic way of
growing. I'm not saying they were evil. I never used the word evil.
It could come across as that. People talk about the evil Comcast or the evil Time Warner.
If Comcast can't get its act together with my connection, I'm going to be bitching about this.
They're evil about that, sure.
Okay. My connection on Comcast, and I'm convinced of this, and I've actually discussed this on DH Unplugged. I'll discuss it again. I believe that Comcast, once they set up business Comcast, they shape their traffic and send all the bandwidth to the businesses during the day.
Of course.
And then at 5 o'clock, when the businesses are shutting down, boom, it goes back to the users. Yeah. And which is
the consumers, you mean?
Work, and they come.
The consumers.
I still stick with the word user.
No.
Three generations ago.
Consumer.
So the users get their, because here's my bandwidth, about 10 o'clock in the morning.
You turn this net neutrality conversation into your own personal vendetta against Comcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 megabits per second throughout the day, sometimes 500K, like around just before lunch.
Get off that hill.
And there's a bunch of slowdowns that take for 2 megabits. And this is way out of bounds with what they're promising in their advertising. And I'm down like this. Oh, it must be your router. Oh, it must be the wireless. Oh, it must be this. It must be that. These great experts out there telling me what's going on. 5 o'clock.
John, we know that it's, you're on shared bandwidth. That is not, that is just a shitty ISP. It has nothing to do with net neutrality.
5 o'clock. Boom. 70 megabits per second. Midnight, 70 megabits per second. The whole thing is 70 megabits per second. Right. Then here it goes again during the day. It drops down to 2 or 500.
Yeah.
500K, if I'm lucky. Half the pages won't load. Videos won't work. Nothing works. I can't podcast. We've known that for a long time.
Right.
It's been going on for years.
All right, all right.
And then Comcast says, oh, we'll send somebody over.
But you're just mad. You're just an angry consumer.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
We continue. Increased transparency. The connection between consumers and ISPs. I really hate you for saying this.
Not you,
the president.
Me?
I know the president.
Oh.
So he's the connection between consumers and the ISPs. We're not producers. We're not academics. We're not researchers. We're consumers. I hate you for this. The so-called last mile is not the only... I know.
What year is he living in?
Hello, 1993 calling.
Last mile.
The last mile is not the only place some sites might get special treatment. It's, by the way, the last mile is completely within the purview of the ISP to do whatever the hell they want. So, I am also asking the FCC.
He didn't say so.
It says so, comma. So.
No.
Yes, so, comma. Yes. I am also asking the FCC to make full use of the transparency authorities the court recently upheld, and if necessary, to apply net neutrality rules to points of interconnection between the ISPs and the rest of the internet, which is peering. This is breaking the system. And the final one, no paid prioritization. Simply put, colon, no service should be stuck in a, quote, slow lane because it does not pay a fee. That kind of gatekeeping would undermine the level playing field essential to the internet's growth. So, comma.
No.
Yeah, so, comma, as I have before, comma, I am asking for an explicit ban on paid prioritization and any other restriction that has a similar effect.
Well, then it looks like Comcast's going to have to cut off Netflix with that peering arrangement.
Now, Associated Press went deeper. This is just the little blurby thing that the White House put out. And we have here... is a comment, who is this talking? On Monday, Obama weighed into the fray. This is the Associated Press. Gave a major boost to internet activists. I guess we're not internet activists since we don't believe in it. Saying the FCC should explicitly ban any paid prioritization on the internet. Obama also suggested the FCC reclassify consumer broadband as a public utility under the 1934 Communications Act so that there's no legal ambiguity. That means Title II. Quote, it is common sense the same philosophy should guide any servers that is based on the transmission of information, whether a phone call or a packet of data. He doesn't understand how this works. Packets don't go in one, stream.
It's a packet of data.
Yeah.
I think you made your point about he doesn't know what he's talking about, right. But let's continue with the read.
Yeah, well, the read I wanted to get to, net neutrality is the idea. Ah, here it is. Now, who is fighting for this? First, this tectonic shift in national policy, should it be adopted?
FBI.
Would create devastating results. This is Powell who said this, who chaired the FCC during the Bush administration. Consumer groups and content providers hailed Obama's move. These are people who represent us, John. Consumer groups represent the consumers, because that's all we are. Stupid
hail
ask him.
Obama!
That actually did hail him.
Hail Obama.
Consumer groups and content providers hailed Obama's move, with Netflix posting to its Facebook page. How fucking sad is this? I'll read that again. With Netflix posting to its Facebook page that consumers should pick winners and losers on the internet, not broadband gatekeepers. Okay. Net neutrality. Here, this is Associated Press from the consumer groups who hail Obama. Net neutrality is the idea that internet service providers shouldn't block, slow, or manipulate data moving across its networks, as long as content isn't against the law, such as child pornography or pirated music. A file or video posted on one site will load generally at the same speed as a similarly sized file or video on another site. Okay. This is...
bullshit!
That's not true. There could be different routes, multiple hops. They will, and that's why they have to say generally.
You're beating up what we already know. I think the point you made about the encryption and the lawfulness and unlawfulness is what this is really all about. Yes. Arguing the technology, which is you keep drifting into, is fruitless.
I'm not arguing the technology. I'm correcting the
fruitless. Fruitless.
Okay. Well, apparently, just looking from the comments, it's fruitless to argue at all because clearly I'm just all in on the big guys, and I must love Comcast, and I'm paid by the
Woke Brother.
That's right, and I dream and masturbate too.
I was recommending.
I'm sorry.
You're the Koch brothers stooge.
I'm waiting for that.
It's big oil.
Yeah.
That's talking.
But then Ted Cruz is the biggest boob moron douchebag, and I'll say it, retard.
Is this news? Ted Cruz? You've hated Ted Cruz from the beginning of the show. Go hit it.
I've never hated him.
Ted Cruz clip.
No, it's a quote, no clip. Net neutrality is Obamacare for the internet. You dickhead. You stupid. It's just stupid. stupid man. With your stupid Goldman Sachs stupid wife. Stupid people.
I think you made your point.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
So this made you depressed?
Yes, because I need to figure out a career. In 5 years, I'll have no job.
5 years, oh yeah. Within five, once this takes place, and of course everyone's all in on it, except about the number of people that see through it, I can count on one hand.
And you only have three fingers.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners are in agreement, but most of them probably still, well, I don't know what they're talking about. And they may or may not care. But the people I know that sincerely understand that this is a lead in to a disaster, letting the government run the internet, which is what, of course, the government wants to do.
And to outlaw encryption.
And what's great is that, to me, is the way they've sold it, which is very much like the, I don't want to equate it with global warming, but they've sold it as a very nice, the narrative is dynamite, and they've sold everybody on it, and the term works so well. And you listen to these guys on these podcasts, and they go on and on about it, because if they don't pass net neutrality, they're out of business somehow. I don't know how that works, because what's changing? I mean, if we just drop the whole argument, drop the idea, what's going to change? Is Comcast all of a sudden going to say, you know, I don't like that guy's podcast. Let's throttle it. I don't see that they care. What would be the point?
No, because people don't care about podcasts. They care about Netflix.
The government wants to do this. The government wants to throttle stuff. The government wants to end encryption.
I think you've made your point.
Podcast doesn't care. As far as they're concerned, go ahead and download all the music you want. Just make sure you pay your bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't care about downloading music. No. It's only because the government forces them to care about it.
As far as they're
concerned, it's more work. Why would they put themselves through doing more work? Oh, let's find a couple of objectionable podcasts and throttle them. Let's throttle them. That's not going to – just why? Why would they do that? They don't care.
Have you cast your Koch brothers check yet?
I got it right here. $100,000 million. Koch brothers don't even listen to our show.
I've put an intro to distributed hash tables under the NA tech heading in the show notes. People should read that. That's where we're headed. That's the only way to be able to maybe get the 7 years.
You know, what I think is great is the way they've sold this, because, you know, the FCC is, they see the future. The FCC, the broadcasting thing, is a slow dying business. It's not dying tomorrow. It's not dying in 10 years, but it's dying. There's going to be more people broadcasting like we're doing over the internet, using the internet as a transport vehicle, because it's cheaper. It's more versatile. It goes all over the world. It's, you can't do that with a radio transmitter. It's not possible, and it costs a lot of money to run those things. The FCC looks at this and say, well, we got to regulate the damned radio and television, and we get to tell them that they get the $350,000 fine for showing somebody's nipple and or cussing once or twice, or getting, let's get rid of Howard Stern.
Let me give you a better analogy. I am a FCC licensed amateur radio operator. There's many spectrum that I may operate in, up to 1,500 watts. I can't say fuck. I can't sell something. I can't broadcast. I can't do it. There's no free speech on ham radio.
No.
Because the FCC licenses it.
Right.
So, hello?
And we know for a fact, if you start looking into the record, they've been trying to get their little mitts around cable TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know, oh, is there some way we could get a hold of cable TV so we could regulate it? And then, of course, the real goal here is to charge for licenses. You have to pay.
This is very important what you're saying. I need to stop you. This is really important. Cable TV is not regulated by the FCC. And this was always the problem. The cable companies, and the cable companies used to be little guys who thought they were broadcast networks, and they, no, oh man, the Cable Ace Awards, I had to schmooze with their ugly ass wives for years at MTV, because they were the gatekeepers. They would, they determined if MTV was in the standard basic package or if it was a premium service. FCC has no regulation, you see. This is why classifying it as a Title II service with all video moving slowly to internet protocol. This is how, when they do that, then they actually have a real grip on the cable company, as you say. This is what they've been. You're right. What is it now? 30 years they've been trying to do this.
Yes.
Do you need old guys like us to be able to look into the history and tell you this, people?
They've been trying to do this forever, and they've been unsuccessful. Now this is their backdoor. This is a backdoor methodology to get a hold of all that stuff. The cable, all the cable programming, because there's a lot of subversive stuff on cable TV. There's a lot of cussing. There's nudity. There's all these things that we don't want because some kid might see it, you know, and the kids in today's world, by, you know, by virtue of the fact that they see a lot of nudity, they go, well, so what?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a tit. Big deal. I mean, in Europe, that's been, you know, the standard thing, even on broadcasting. There's tits. They're all over the place. But, you know, oh, God, you know, let's just, it's finable because the FCC likes to find these things. And there are a bunch of stooges that are on the FCC. They're always a bunch of idiots. If you listen, go listen to some of their events that they have, some of their meetings, some of their questions and answers. They're horrible.
Yeah.
This is what they're up to. And the net neutrality thing, they must be just high-fiving constantly right now, and with the notion that the fact that the public at large, all the podcasters,
all in. They're stroking their white pussies with glee,
as it were.
Yeah, but I will add to that that this is a very unique American problem in some regard. This is why it's starting here, because, and I'm generalizing, so I will preface by saying, in general, Americans are so hung up over public display of body parts and sexuality and
breasts.
And so it's funny. Mickey the other day said, she's wearing a sweater. She said, do you like the sweater? I'm very good at this. I do the fashion show thing. I said, no, try the other shoes. And, you know, I'm good at this. You know, I'm good at this.
I'm sure you are.
And so she said, what do you think of this sweater? She says, oh, I love this sweater. She said, really? She said, great. Oh, because I could take my bra off. And what is the bra for? She said, well, so my nipples don't show. I said, oh, but do you wear a bra when you're in Amsterdam? She says, no. Here in America, all the guys like,
yes, they do.
Hey, look at that. Hey, look at headlights.
I'll see what happens.
Sad. sad.
Boy, that's just the way it is. And these guys reflect that, and then they push it, and they make sure that you don't have nipples showing or anything. And that once they get a hold of the internet, there's a lot of changes.
A lot of nipples.
Once the FCC, which is they're headed for, once they own the internet as a regulatory body under this bull crap, once they're in charge, you watch what happens. And it's going to be bad.
That's why this video went viral. This is another example. Now, from an American perspective, this is Megyn Kelly introducing Mike Huckabee.
Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's the host of Huckabee, right here on the Fox News Channel.
Oh, that's all she said, fuck! She must be fined. Oh, no, wait, she's on cable. Never
mind. Won't somebody please think of the children?
I'm going to show my support by donating to No Agenda. Imagine all the people who could do that. Oh, yeah, that'd be fab.
And I want to thank a few people. By the way, we both want to thank them, obviously. But I want to say, I hope we don't talk about net neutrality anymore. I think it's a done deal. We're on the outside looking in, and that's just the way it is. And I think beating a dead horse, we're not changing anybody's mind. We're not changing anyone's mind.
No. Well, can we? The only thing I'd like to do, maybe, I just want to somewhere be in writing where I said, dear people of Earth, like Yoko Ono. Dear people of Earth.
I've written two or three pieces doing exactly what you suggest.
With the Yoko Ono voice?
Referred. It's Twitter guys. Oh, look at this. He said this is, I agree with him. Yeah, he already agreed with me before I wrote it. And the other guy says, I don't care. Whatever you think is bull crap. It's Dvorak trying to get attention. Trolling.
Yeah, trolling. He's trolling. And he's trolling. The guy that said cable modems would never work.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's always something I said.
Sorry, there's that one.
Yeah.
That's okay. You know what? At least
they don't work, by the way. The way I'm getting my bandwidth is that I was right.